With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Congress remains at a standstill when it comes to ending the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson says this falls on the Democrats to solve.
Don't ask the Republicans what we should be doing or what we should be negotiating. I don't have anything to negotiate. I sent them in good faith exactly what they had voted for before. We did not put any Republican provisions in that. And we tried to make this very simple, in good faith, so the appropriations process of the people can continue.
And the next effort to end the stalemate could be later in the day, Thursday or Friday, after members return from the Yom Kippur holiday. President Trump has declared drug cartels to be unlawful combatants. The president says trafficking of drugs into the United States amounts to armed conflict, requiring the use of military action. In the last month, the U.S. Armed Forces have carried out now three deadly strikes against drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. Deadly vehicle and stabbing attack outside a synagogue in Great Britain.
People were killed after a car was driven at members of the public and a man was stabbed outside a synagogue in the English city of Manchester. Greater Manchester police believe the suspect is also dead after being shot by officers. The incident occurred on the Jewish religious holiday of Yom Kippur. Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced additional police deployment at synagogues across the UK following the attack. Karen Shamas, London.
Fundraiser for the family members of the man who opened fire in a Michigan church has raised $275,000. Organizer says it's an outpouring of forgiveness and love. Thomas Sanford drove his pickup into the church in Grand Blanc Township Sunday, shot into the congregation, set the building on fire. It killed four people. He himself was later killed. It was a man from Utah who set up that fund for the family. This is SRN News. Well, Franklin Graham has given a gospel message to Belgium.
The evangelist hosted what is called the Festival of Hope Outreach. More than 14,000 people gathered in Brussels, Belgium, to hear a message about the hope of the gospel. Organizers said the message was translated live into seven languages: French, Flemish, Slovak, Spanish, Portuguese, French Sign Language, and Flemish Sign Language, to make it accessible to all the attendees. George Williams, SRN News.
Christian Post reports Elon Musk has reposted a message from Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk on Sunday, in which she encouraged people to go to church. Musk, who has taken a prominent role in American politics since the first assassination attempt on President Trump's life, has identified himself as a, quote, cultural Christian in the past, but has stopped short of fully embracing Christianity. This is SRN News. Bermuda officials asking residents to stay off the roads as a Category 2 hurricane hit the region. Here's correspondent Donna Border.
The center of Hurricane Imelda has moved past Bermuda, but National Security Minister Michael Weeks is still urging people to stay off the roads. The Category 2 storm swiped the island and then lost strength. Imelda was expected to dump up to 4 inches of rain on Bermuda and produce dangerous storm surge that could cause coastal flooding. Some 17,000 households and businesses have lost power, and schools, offices, and the airport are closed. There are no reported injuries. I'm Donna Water.
Well, the Air Force Navy football game Saturday will be played as scheduled. That despite the government shutdown, Navy says all games will be played, but a spokesman notes military coaches might be affected. More details at srnnews.com.